We're joined by listeners to the British Forces Network in Germany.
I say, Alexander.
Yes, Veronica.
Are you enjoying the film?
Very much, dear.
So am I. Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a bite of my Neapolitan?
If I can have the strawberry bit.
All right. Here you are. What's the matter, Alexander?
Oh, dear. It's making me shiver.
That is an excerpt from Ice Cold in Alex. Another in our theory is a film worth remembering, which is more than can be said for the next half hour.
However, for those with nothing much to do, why not settle down in your favorite armchair and go to sleep? Because here's a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part, Sir Roland Butter, Evadne Luck, the Bournemouth Ladies Guild Aerial Ballet, Harold Matt Dillon, Miss Felicity Fibrositis.
She's a pain in the neck.
We'll continue. R.G. Bargy, Ernie and Ina Marples. And, of course, Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Beyond Our Ken, the radio show which is top of the poll. Well, we've been going up it for years, come to think of it. Oh, let me, as usual, bring you up to date with the week's events. On Monday, I popped round to see Paul Fennelly. When I arrived, he was busy mending a fuse. But instead of switching off first, he left the electricity on and accidentally put his hand on a live wire. Well, actually, he was perfectly all right because, fortunately, he's not a very good conductor. I'm only joking, Paul. The applause, incidentally, came from the orchestra. Thursday, I was walking along the high street. I came across a plot of open ground with a large notice saying that an optician shop was to be built there. I remember thinking of it as a sight for sore eyes. I should have forgotten it, really. Never mind. Friday. Well, I was just settling down for a quiet read when there was a tap on the front door. Peculiar sense of humor my plumber has. I started on my book, and then... good morning. Good morning.
There you are, Percival. It is him. I told you it would
no,
be.
No, Emily, can't be him. He's too old.
I tell you, it is no. Percival. It's a long time ago,
no,
you know.
I can't believe it. I never thought he'd look like that.
Look, you called on me, remember?
Yes.
And who are you? Should I know you?
He sounds like him.
Who are you?
You probably don't recall us. We belong to your past.
Oh, well, not a word to Bessie, then, that case.
We lived next door to you when you were very little.
Yes.
You used to call us Auntie M and Uncle Perch.
And which one is which?
I'm Auntie M.
And I'm Uncle Perch.
Oh, well, won't you come in, Mr. and Mrs.
Auntie M.
And Uncle Perch.
Well, now, make yourselves at home.
Thank you. You know, you don't look a bit like the little Kenneth we knew. It seems only like yesterday. I suppose you're earning your own living now.
Yes, I am, actually.
Good for you, lad. The sooner you can get independent, the better.
Well, I'm on the radio.
Well, come over here. You'll be more comfortable in your room.
No, I mean, that's how I'm earning my living. Radio and television, too.
Oh.
Very clever, too, Kenneth. I'm sure Percival here couldn't repair one of those things to save his life.
No. Look, I'm not a mechanic. I'm actually on the radio.
Well, who'd have thought our little Kenneth would be on the radio? Yeah. What exactly do you do?
Well, at the moment, I'm in a comedy series.
Oh, that's funny.
Occasionally, yes. Perhaps you've heard it. It's called Beyond Our Ken.
Oh, you mean the Kenneth Williams Show. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. Yes, it's named after him, isn't it? Oh, I think he's marvellous. Oh, so talented. And such a variety of characters. And they're all so good, aren't they? Yeah, what is it he's always doing?
His nut, mainly.
My, how very thrilling. Fancy our dear little Kenneth mixing with all those famous people.
Yes, and all of them played by Kenneth Williams.
Look, there are other people in the show, you know. Yes, yes,
no.
Hugh Paddick.
Don't think much of him, no.
Betty Marsden.
Yes, well...
Percival!
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
Bill Pertwee.
They could do without him, for a start.
And then, of course, there's... Come in. There's Jill Day.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Jill Day is the singer, isn't she?
Oh, she's real then.
Of course she is, yes. You didn't think she was played by Kenneth Williams, did you?
Well, you never know. Very versatile lad.
All right, Uncle Percy, we'll prove it to you. Sing, Jill.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and stole it away. That's why I ask the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love?
Yes, yes, he did that very well, didn't he?
Ken, aren't you going to introduce me to your visitors?
Oh, yes. Now, Jill, Mr. and Mrs.
Auntie Em.
And Uncle Percy.
We haven't seen our dear little Kenneth since he was a child. Such a delicate boy he was, with long, curly hair. Oh. Yes, he had lovely hair, but we always knew he'd come out on top.
Yes, well, it's been nice meeting you again.
Auntie.
And Uncle Percy.
Yeah, but you'll have to excuse me now.
You want us to go, then?
Well, I think he wants to be alone with...
Come along, my dear. Come along.
Well, Ken, I'll have to be going as well. I'm off to the cinema.
What are you
going to
see, Jill?
El Cid.
Oh, we've seen that. Oh, it's marvelous. One of those big screen epics.
Yes, and in the interval, we saw Ben-Hur.
What's it all about,
Auntie Em?
And Uncle Percy. Well, it's all about a famous Spanish knight whose brave deeds and great battles with the Moors earned him the title of El Cid, which means the leader.
Well, it sounds exciting, and what's more, it sounds like the very thing we might try to do a version of. We present El Fred. It's the 11th century, and all Spain is living in terror of constant attacks from the Moors. In Castile, there lived a man who showed such courage that his praises were always being sung. His name, Rodrigo Diego, a leader of men who fought back against the ruthless Moors. Well done, men. The enemy has fled.
Rodrigo! We have captured one of the Moorish emirs. Come on, you. Take that. And that. And that.
Sancho. Sancho, leave him alone.
Oh, but I am enjoying it. Why don't we do this more often?
I said enough, Sancho. We must learn to show compassion.
Well, if that Donna Maria was here,
I'd... compassion. Honestly, Sancho, you and your women folk, Donna Maria, Donna Consuelo, Donna Junita, Donna Harmony. Now then, Emir, who are you?
Oh, my name is Al Cadell. Although, I'm pleased to meet you.
Strange, why do you speak like that?
I'm one of the Yorkshire Moors.
Sancho, hit him again.
No, please. No, spare me. I can give you valuable information.
Yeah.
Our leader, Ben Yusuf, is planning to attack the castle at Valencia.
Very well, I'll let you go. Get up from off the dusty ground.
Oh, thank you, kind sir. I'll be a different person from now on. I'll try and capture Ben Yusuf for you.
Good. Pick Yusuf up, brush yourself down, and start all over again.
You won't regret it.
If you mean that last line, I do. All right. Now go on, be off with you.
Rodrigo, this is foolish. You let an enemy of the king go free as treason. You will be branded a traitor. Think what it will mean to your bride-to-be, the beautiful Donna Chimane. It will also cause displeasure to Count Gormath, the king's champion, and bring disgrace upon your proud father, Don Diego. Well, that's got some of the plot out of the way.
Ah, yes, my beautiful Chimane. My beautiful Chimane, how lovely she is and so worthy of a night in Spain.
She's worthy of a weekend in Paris.
Well, Sancho, I must return to the court of King Ferdinand.
I warned you, Rodrigo. He'll be displeased.
Nonetheless, I shall just have to face the music. Like Paul Ferrelli. Goodbye, Sancho.
Yes?
Donna Chimane, he is here. El Cid himself.
Chimane.
Cid.
Oh, Chimane, I kneel at your feet, and at this moment, I'm like my own little village of Vivar.
How do you mean?
At the foot of the lovely Pyrenees.
Now, Rodrigo, let me run my fingers through your hair.
It won't take long.
No, you're no Charlton Heston.
Chimane, have you missed me?
Of course, my love. Whilst you were away, I stayed here in my womb, playing soft music on my lyre.
But Chimane, I thought you said you were a terrible musician.
I'm also a terrible liar. Oh, Rodrigo.
Yes.
Rodrigo de Vivar, you are to appear before the king on a charge of treason.
Oh, no.
Come, the court awaits you.
King of Leon, King of Navarre, King of Aragon, King of all Spain.
Let's face it, once you're in, you're in.
Prince Alfonso, Prince Carlos, Princess Urraca, Count Ordonez, and of course, Mr. Kenneth Hall, who prefers to remain. Rodrigo de Bavar.
You are Rodrigo de Bavar?
I am, Your Majesty.
The one they call El Cid.
El Cid. Oh, I don't know, though.
The charge is treason.
I'm innocent. I'm a loyal subject, Your Majesty. I swear fealty.
Don't be fealty.
All I did was take pity on an enemy. I believe the Moors and ourselves can live in perfect harmony, like the Fraser Hayes Fall.
Never! Any more suggestions like that and you'll be a belted knight.
Your Majesty, let me prove myself. I will engage in single combat with your champion of champions.
Oh, you mad! What are you doing?
You are a very brave man to throw down the gauntlet to such a champion. Very well. A tournament shall be arranged.
The King's champion, Count Gomez, broadsword champion of Spain and conqueror of 27 men in single combat.
Good morning. Hello, Your Majesty.
And the challenger, Rodrigo de Bavar, El Cid. El Cid!
Sorry I was late, Your Majesty. I had to wait for my chain mail. It's a bit delayed.
Yes, all right. Dip your lances. Here, look what you're doing.
Oh, sorry. I got me doublet caught in me singlet.
Right. Let the tournament commence.
Shall we lance? Look where you're going.
Our lances are broken, Count.
Oh, right. Well, let's use that big bowl with the spikes on it. Oh, what's it called?
Well, it's called the big bowl with spikes on it.
Oh. There's mine down there. I'll just pick it up. Oh, no. Stop messing about.
Who shot that arrow?
It's a foreign arrow, Your Majesty.
How do you know?
It had a slight twang.
It's the enemy. The Moors are attacking.
We shall be wiped out. Who can save us?
Sid.
Very well. I'll lead our forces into battle. All right, men. For Spain and the King. The battle was fought, and the soldiers of Spain, led by the heroic El Cid, defeated their bitter enemies, the Moors.
This is a proud and happy moment for Spain. In gratitude, I shall appoint a new king and queen to rule Valencia.
No need to guess who, Your Majesty. The great El Cid and his beautiful Dona Ximena.
No, that's where you're wrong.
Not us, Your Majesty?
No, not you.
Then who?
Auntie M.
Uncle Bert.
And now we summon the court musicians, the Fraser Hayes Four.
Oh,
lifestyle, she and the maiden fair. Sing potty-wotty-doodle all the day. With laughing eyes and curly hair. Sing potty-wotty-doodle all the day. Fare thee well, farewell, my fairy fay. Oh, I'm off to Louisiana for to see my Susiana. Singing potty-wotty-doodle all the day. Came to a river and I couldn't get across. Sing potty-wotty-doodle all the day. And I jumped on an alligator, thought it was a fuss. Sing potty-wotty-doodle all the day. Oh, a grasshopper sitting on a railroad track. Chirp potty-wotty-doodle all the day. A pig in his teeth with a carpet tack. Singing potty-wotty-doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well. Farewell, my fairy fay. Oh, I'm off to Louisiana for to see my Susiana singing polly-wally-doodle all the day, all the livelong day. Behind a barn upon my knees, sing polly-wally-doodle all the day.
I thought I heard a chicken sneeze. Sing polly-wally-doodle all the day. Oh, he sneezed so hard with a whooping cough. Sing polly-wally-doodle all the day. He sneezed his head and his tail right off. Sing polly-wally-doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well. Farewell, my fairy fay. I'm off to Louisiana singing polly-wally-doodle. See my Susiana singing polly-wally-doodle, polly-wally-doodle all the day.
And so to the Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Once again, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week, we've sent a close-up on holidays.
First of all, let's talk to this gentleman. Good evening, sir.
And good evening to you, too, sir.
Tell us, do you take many holidays?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm always nipping away for the weekend. Somewhere or other. No.
You're not married, are you?
No, dear. Oh, not me. I managed to keep away from that luck. So far, that is. Mind you, I've had me moments, you know.
Yes, oh. I'll bet you have.
Been quite a few little dears in my life.
Yeah, how many altogether?
About 35.
How many?
35 little dears.
And that's really all, is
now,
it?
Oh, sir? No, wait a minute. I tell Eliza. I should have said 235.
Oh.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was forgetting that last weekend in Margit.
As the years go by, a lot of people begin to tire of routine holidays and start looking for holidays with a difference. There seems to be a trend towards the more active pursuits like water skiing, pony trekking, and another sport continually increasing in popularity, canoeing.
Hello, Roger. Now, hurry there, Charles. Well, don't think of the marvelous idea of mine to come to the Lake District. I do, Roger.
Very pretty.
No, oh, this is a life. Camping out here beside the lake and taking our canoes out every day.
Yes, I know. It's all exhausting, Roderickins. Of course, I had other ideas for a holiday, but when you suggested the lakes, I decided to fall in with yours.
Well, you shouldn't stand up and wave to everybody.
I just can't seem to get the hang of this thing. Canoe.
There you are, an old paddling wag. Never mind, I'll soon get used to it. After all, Charles, canoeing is the coming thing.
Oh, I don't doubt that, Rodders, for a moment, but don't you think you've rather overdone it?
Nonsense! When one takes up a pursuit like canoeing, one has to do it properly.
Oh, I do see that, yes, I do indeed, yes. But all the same, Rodders, I feel we've gone just a little too far.
What do you mean?
Was it absolutely necessary to wear feathered headdresses and war paint?
Finally, we turn to our panel of experts in Hornorama who are ready to discuss a random question on this week's topic, which comes from...
Clinton Forrester, as a visitor to Britain, and may I say, love it here in your country?
Sure.
I'd like to ask the team this. What do they consider to be the perfect holiday?
Well, thank you, sir. Now, what's your idea of a perfect holiday? Or two?
3 weeks in a brewery.
Yes, well, go on.
That's all I have to say.
You can't suggest anything better than that?
4 weeks in a brewery.
All right, now, Dalkin Ditheridge.
Yes. Well, of course, I think holidays really are a matter of personal taste, and I... Yet I feel that perhaps most of us have one thing in common. We all of us want to find a little peace somewhere.
Well, I wish you'd find one for me. I make no bones about it. I'm looking for someone to love.
Oh, really, Fellowfield. Misconstruing.
What's her address, then?
Continue, Ditheridge.
Yes, thank you. Well, speaking for myself and... Who better qualify? My demands, I might say, are perfectly simple. Good food, good wine, and above all, perhaps, good company. I feel I want to get away from the cares and anxieties of a workaday world. Get away from the crowds and the noise and the regimentation of modern society. That's why I always go to a holiday camp.
Thank you. Now then, Fanny Haddock.
Well, I hardly think it's necessary for me to say that food must be the prime consideration. And you know, there's plenty of good food to be found in Britain if you know where to look. The list is endless. Puddings from Lancashire, Bath buns, Eccles cakes, and all sorts of tarts in Nottingham. No, indeed, there's plenty of good food in Britain.
And where do you go on holiday?
France.
Yes, we'll remember that, Fanny. Thank you. Now then, what's your idea of a holiday, Arthur Fallowfield?
Well, I think the answer lies in the soil. I mean, get to know Mother Nature. Let her be your landlady. I mean, come to the country with a sleeping bag, keep in a barn or under an old oak tree, the sky your ceiling, and the duck pond your bathroom. I mean, live out in the lovely English countryside, and I positively guarantee that you go home with a song in your heart, a glow on your cheeks, and rheumatism all over.
Utter nonsense. I better don't see why we should sit here and listen to this sort of thing.
Well, why don't you shove a beetroot in your ear, Raoul?
All right. Well, now... Thank you. Thank you.
Why
have you got
too much
drink, though? All right, thank you very much. Opinions are obviously very mixed over the question of holidays. But in closing, we might give one general word of advice to all those holidaying abroad this year. Remember the old saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, and hope to goodness your wife doesn't find out about it. Well, there you are. There'll be another Hornorama next week when the subject will be barbecues. Why are hairdressers so busy? Also, in next week's program, a man who lies naked on a bed of nails will be giving us his interpretation of Yogi Bear. So, until next week at the same time, this is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought from a listener in Dublin. If a major gives up living in a house, does he become a lieutenant? Good night. You
have either been listening to or have just missed Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show in which you heard Kenneth Horne, not to mention Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, Jill Day, the Fraser Hayes Four, and the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Paul Fennelly. Eric Menneman wrote the script, and the show is produced by Jake Spratt.